We Americans like to gamble. About 60% of us place bets or buy lottery tickets. But Australians have us beat in that department. Between 70 and 80% of them gamble. For many, it's all about fun and a part of Australian culture. Others say gambling down under has gotten out of hand. It's a contentious issue, one that could potentially topple a government. The world's Jason Margolis has more.
In America, we have the story of Thanksgiving. In Australia, they have different tales about their founders.
Sydney itself, when it was founded over 200 years ago, one of the first activities that took place was horse racing, and there was lots of gambling at that horse race.
That's Ross Farrar, chief executive of the Gaming Technologies Association. He says gambling, it's part of Australian culture.
I told a story this morning, actually, that my grandfather, who was a soldier that fought at Gallipoli, was broke when he came back because he spent all his soldiers' wages playing cards with his fellow soldiers.
It's Australia's national pastime, even for some people who treat problem gamblers. I recently spent a day at the races with Clive Alcock.
I'm a psychiatrist and I, for all my sins, write a column for a racing magazine and have done so for 20 years. But in my psychiatric field, I've been looking after problem gamblers as part of my work for 30 years.
Alcock briefly considered leaving his practice and making a go of it as a professional punter or gambler.
Yes, I did. One of the many reasons why I chose not to was my wife threatened to leave me if I did go down that pathway.
And they're off and racing. Dan's a dog broke well on the outside.
We met at the Royal Randwick Racecourse in Sydney. Here, men wear dapper suits, and many of the women dress like flappers from the 1920s. They seem like harmless fun, for most. Given Australia's penchant for gambling, I asked Alcock if Australia has a national gambling problem.
I think that there is a problem with gambling wherever you have gambling. Once you have gambling, you're going to have people who will have a problem. There's no evidence that it's overwhelmingly greater in Australia.
That's true. Problem gambling rates in Australia are about on par with the US, England, and New Zealand. Still, many in Australia's government are convinced their countrymen are gambling too much. They're not concerned about this. They're concerned about this. That's the racket of electronic gaming machines. They're called pokies here. They're found in hotels, pubs, and casinos all over Australia. A government commission study concluded that pokies are far more likely to lead to problems than other types of gambling. 15% of people who play the pokies have a gambling problem. Compare that with less than 1% who engage in other forms of gambling. One independent parliamentarian is so concerned that he's threatening to withdraw his support for the Prime Minister if curbs on electronic gaming machines aren't put in place. And that could topple a coalition government. Andrew Wilkie from Tasmania wants what's called a pre-commitment system. Basically, it says if you play the pokies, you can only lose up to a certain amount. Then you're cut off. He spoke with the Australian Broadcasting Channel recently about problem gambling.
The stories that I've heard would bring you to tears. They have brought me to tears. You know, stories of people who have suicided, the stories of people who have been bankrupted. And, you know, at the moment, the poker machine industry is very loud and very rich and is doing its best to stop these reforms.
This license to play the pokies the feds are talking about, that's a bit of a worry.
That's a new commercial from the clubs and hotel industry.
You can't even put $10 in the pokies without getting a license.
Hey, the polly's watching what I bet on, like I'm some sort of criminal. The license to have a punt, it's not Australia.
I know. I mean, what's next? They'll be telling us how many beers they have next.
It's not just a matter of personal liberty, says Ross Farrar with the Gaming Technologies Association. He argues that if people need a card or license to play the pokies, they might stop going to clubs or casinos, which pay a tax on gambling profits, but they won't quit gambling.
At home, online, our fear is online unregulated casinos, which of course return no benefit to the community compared to hundreds of millions of dollars that the hotels and clubs and casinos do return.
That's an argument that state governments are surely watching carefully. In the end, it may be the governments that are addicted to gambling. Alan Jackson directs the Problem Gambling Research and Treatment Center at the University of Melbourne.
When you're starting to generate anywhere up to 10% of your state's income through gaming. What do you replace that with?
Jackson himself favors gambling reforms, but he's not convinced a pre-commitment system is the answer. Gambling addiction researchers are still debating the best ways to minimize problem gambling. Jackson says for many Australians, it's all a bit baffling. They see gambling as a social pastime, not as a social problem, and certainly not something that would ever bring down a government. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.